Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Gary Palmer is the Republican nominee for Alabama's 6th congressional district. Palmer came from far behind yesterday to defeat State Representative Paul DeMarco in the runoff. Palmer got 64% to DeMarco's 36%. Palmer was comfortably ahead in all 6 counties in the Central Alabama District. The results were a turnaround from the primary when DeMarco easily outdistanced Palmer and 5 other candidates to replace retiring GOP Representative Spencer Backus. Palmer will face Democrat Avery Weiss on November 4th in what's considered one of the safest GOP districts in the nation. Challenger Chris Chip Beaker Jr. has upset incumbent Terry Dunn for the Republican nomination for Place 2 on the Alabama Public Service Commission. Beaker has 59% to Dunn's 41% as of last night. The winner has no Democratic opposition in the general election. Beaker was making his second run for the state's Utility Regulatory Board. He drew support from some business and coal groups who are upset with Dunn, calling for formal rate hearings for Alabama Power. Alabama taxpayers spent $3 million for the primary runoff election yesterday that most people skipped. Alabama's chief election official is Secretary of State Jim Bennett. He expected 5% of Alabama's nearly 2.9 million active voters to turn out yesterday. Some people have questioned the need to pay that much money for an election with such a poor turnout. George Hawley is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Alabama. He says runoff elections have to do with Southern history post-Reconstruction.
All Southern states were essentially one-party states where the Democratic Party controlled everything, and the general election was really a formality. That being the case, if you had a lot of candidates on your primary ballot, somebody could presumably get a plurality of the vote, even if they won a very small overall percentage.
Other states do hold runoff elections differently, but as long as there is a statewide election, Secretary of State Bennett says it will cost roughly $3 million each time. The University of Alabama is seeing the end of an era today. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins, the last coach hired by Bear Bryant, is stepping down.
Sarah Patterson was barely out of Slippery Rock State College when Bear Bryant hired her to lead the Crimson Tide's gymnastics program. Since then, teams under Patterson have won 6 NCAA titles and 43 postseason championships overall. During Patterson's 36 seasons, UA gymnasts have won over 1,000 meets. Patterson and university leadership say her departure is for health reasons. The coach needs to have both of her knees replaced. Patterson elected to retire rather than leave the team in limbo during her recovery. Patterson will continue as a special assistant to the director of athletics. Former UA gymnast Dana Duckworth will take over as head coach. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Lots of sunshine expected on this Wednesday. Nice start to the day. Very refreshing day today with low humidity. Expect temperatures in the mid-80s on Thursday as well. Temperatures going to be in the upper 50s to near 60 for areas along and north of I-20. That'll be Thursday morning. Expect areas south of I-20 along the Gulf Coast to be in the mid-60s. As for Friday and Saturday, good chance for showers and storms, highs in the low to mid-80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.